One of the biggest mistakes low-paying virtual assistants make is not positioning themselves as a confident expert in their services and moving out of hourly pricing models before they're ready. Let's dive in to how VAs actually make the real dough.
Hey everyone, I'm Emily Reagan, and you've discovered Unicorns Unite. This is a podcast for freelancers, service providers, virtual assistants, and curious listeners who would like to experience the freedom and flexibility of working virtually. We're the magic makers, movers and shakers, and the real people doing the work behind the scenes of online businesses. Welcome to Unicorns Unite.
Hey, this episode is sponsored by my very own digital marketers workgroup. Yeah, I can sponsor myself. Get your applications in our exclusive membership that gives you training, support, and the job opportunities you need to build experience and command premium rates as a service provider is opening soon. The end of March, beginning of April, the Digital Marketers Workgroup will open to new members. Now, here's the thing. You need to be solid in your services. You need to have a pricing guide, a website, a portfolio, something that sells your services, and you need to be confident that you could get the client, because this is not a course. This is a community. Every month we have advanced trainings. We help each other with feedback, support. We help you with troubleshooting, but we're really there to encourage and refer each other. The link to apply is in the show notes. We only open a few times a year. Right now, the cost is $47 a month, well worth 1 hour of client work a month. You can do this. I'll see you inside. Hey, I'm your host, Emily Reagan. Welcome back to the show, a fellow freelancer. I have been taking on freelance work ever since 2007, when I wrote a press release for a local brick and mortar. Actually, it was a museum in Oklahoma City, and then went on to do that for several other local clients, and then took my work with me and opened up this whole digital marketing world, right? It was a long process for me because I made a lot of mistakes. I was having babies. I was moving. I didn't really understand where this business could go. I didn't understand the true value of the services I was providing. Very lucky for the journey I went on. I learned a lot. I got to work with a lot of cool clients. I got to be behind the scenes of some big businesses, get really good results. And then somewhere in there, it really clicked. I'm not actually a VA. I'm not a VA. I hate the title VA. I've never been a VA. I've always been helping my clients grow and nurture their audiences and sell to their audiences and helping them monetize their creative ideas into paid products, growing online businesses. I was never a VA. I never did calendar management. I never did inbox support. I never did administrative services. If I did, it was very related and inside the marketing department. So here you are on my niche podcast serving digital marketing assistant specialist managers who are freelancing in this space. Welcome. If you're new to me, welcome. If you're returning, thank you. This episode is going to be really fun because it's one of my biggest pet peeves about all of these VA coaches claiming they make six figures. And I just kind of want to talk about this myth and how VAs actually are doing it, and uncover what's happening and what you need to do so you can make six figures. So I recently wrote an article for Business Insider, and I ended up cutting out this paragraph. It's a little spicy, and I ended up cutting it out, and I wanted to read it to you. Most virtual assistants brag about their six-figure income, but those coaches aren't being totally transparent about how they made that money. They're typically not focused on client work anymore. Instead, they have a mix of outsourcing, coaching calls, courses, memberships, or masterminds that make them six figures. I'm no exception. I make about $275,000 a year from all these income streams now, but as a part-time freelancer, I made $80,000 from my client work. Okay, let's unpack that for a second. I did a TikTok video about this recently too, and I cannot stand this whole myth that the six-figure VA is a real thing. And it's understandable if you believe it, because you were taught that. You were taught that $75 hour VA exists, and it's a common thing. And these high-paying clients just fall into your lap when you are a virtual assistant. That's not true. never, never true. And that's why one of the biggest mistakes low-paying virtual assistants make is by not positioning themselves as a confident expert in their services, not moving out of hourly pricing models before they're ready, not taking on a better job title. When you stay comfortable and safe with the current clients that you have, it really causes you to be stretched thin at that lower rate. You're maxed out on your capacity. You're juggling multiple clients for a small payout. You're oftentimes not doing your best work. Your low hourly rates can attract difficult clients that don't treat you the best. Been there, done that, right? I'm sure you have too. They usually have the most unrealistic expectations, and they're not experiencing the successful outcomes that you need to make progress in your business, because you need to be able to attach your name to those outcomes and take credit for them and build testimonials and case studies from your client success. Those low hour, difficult clients are not creating the success and the momentum you need in your business. And it all kind of stems from this idea, oh, I can just stay safe and be a six-figure VA. That's just not true. And here's what I do know to be true. The most successful and most profitable virtual assistants make bold moves to upgrade their title, niche into marketing services that are specialized, that are closer tied to sales outcomes, and rework their pricing to attract top-tier clients, those clients who actually value results and outcomes. They're not out there to save money. They're there to make money. There's a difference. Yes, they want to save time, but they're there to make money. They just treat you different. And those most successful freelancers are confident in their ability to actually do the work. Like, confidence is a huge thing. They end up working fewer hours, working on the most fulfilling projects with the best clients. So you're in the right spot if you're a virtual assistant and you want to niche down, transition from hourly to project rate so you can be that freelancer. The freelancer I like to call the premium freelancer who knows their value and charges for it. It's the dream. It's the dream where we're not maxed out at a 60-hour work week. So I wrote this article, and it's a feature on myself, which is super awkward. But hello, what a good pitch. They're like, yes, let's talk about this. And I had that angle of, you know, VA isn't what it used to be. It's getting really watered down. It's getting very synonymous with personal assistants and AI assistants. Like, my Kia has a virtual assistant now that you call. It's a voice-tuned chatbot to help me, I don't know, change my tire or get me out of a ditch. I'm not really sure what I use this virtual assistant for. I am so adamant about moving away from this title. I talk about it all the time in my content. I know people struggle with it a lot. I did an Instagram post recently. We'll try to link to it where it gives you other titles that you can claim, because that's the biggest thing. These virtual assistants aren't even calling themselves that anymore, and they didn't even do it. And they did it back in the day where they were probably actually executive assistants for top level C-suite executives. Yeah, those are the ones who can charge more money. The admins who make money are the ones who've niched down into operations and systems and workflows, who come in VIP days. So, okay, I'm getting ahead of myself. VAs don't make six figures alone. There are multiple revenue streams that we can be building in this online space. You learn about this inside Unicorn Digital Marketing Assistant School, and that's all they're doing is applying those revenue streams to their own business. And it's totally a goal all of us should have. We don't want to leave money on the table, but some of them are easier than others. Some of them need to come before other ones. And there's also things we haven't even thought of. So what I want to start with is the six ways that VAs actually make six figures. And I want to talk a little bit about my journey, because I think people don't realize that, yeah, you want to specialize. Specializing is it, but specializing closer to the money is what's going to make six figures. Specializing in Facebook ads is why I could charge $2,000 a client a month, because ads bring in leads, bring in money. This is called value-based pricing. Clients will pay more because of the perceived value, because they just value these efforts and the outcomes that it will come in their business. Marketing brings in leads and sales. We've talked about this on the podcast before. As opposed to cost-based pricing, where a service provider clocks in the time, accomplishes a task, clocks in and out, and this is typically admin work. Yes, it's very valuable within a business, but there comes a pricing cap and it positions you as a commodity because someone else could do it faster, cheaper, right? And so value-based marketing is why I can go charge $4,000 to build a very beautiful marketing quiz funnel that brings in leads, an extra $2,000 to run ads to that. So at one point, yes, I was juggling multiple clients. My agency was more content focused. We were doing blogs, SEO, and a lot of Pinterest content and email marketing for our clients. But this wasn't closer to the sale. What's closer to the sale would be launching. It would be copywriting sales pages, building sales pages. So there's a reason my agency kind of struggled, minus the fact that my husband deployed and I just couldn't do it as a mom with a baby and four kids. My agency just did not work out. I've talked about that before. But I've learned now too, like I should have positioned my agency closer to the dollars so there was just higher profit margins. It would have made it easier, worth it, more profitable, all of that. But the marketing is the key. It's the key here. When I specialize closer to the sale, I can make more money. So I was juggling multiple clients doing Pinterest, but I could only charge so much for Pinterest. What would have gotten me more money is being able to run ads for Pinterest. What I learned is I could increase my packages, focus more on higher tier marketing packages. And so at one point I was working with two regular clients. They were $2,500 a month. I kept one Pinterest client, $600 a month. And then I was able to add additional income by offering project rates, paid strategy sessions. Clients would want to pick my brain about launching or whatnot. And then VIP days. I had a couple of VIP days, like writing pitches and things like that. So this is what I teach my people to do. Skip the admin and go straight to marketing because it's going to be more profitable and it's going to position yourself to make more money and be more like, quote, worth it. However, admin can get our foot in the door. I'm not bashing admin. Like it is the great way to start. Start with something you already know how to do. If you can manage an inbox like a pro, organize files, yes, but you're not going to make six figures doing that. Here's how those VA coaches who don't actually do the work anymore are making six figures. Okay. First of all, two of these categories require you to build your own audience, almost like the master rights resale. And that might not be the game you want to play. And that's what most of the VA coaches are doing. They have created a digital product, whether it's a course, workshops, mastermind, membership. They're creating digital products that they can sell, not always passively, but more on a scaled one to many. Digital products allow them to get to six figures when they have amassed an audience because it does become a volume game. And you know, doing the work for your clients is hard. Even I doubted if I could do it 4 years ago when I was working with Jennifer Allwood. I was like, I don't think I could ever grow the audience she could, but I tried. And look, I'm doing it. I'm doing it. I'm proof that you can do it. It's also a very long-term game. The algorithms aren't the same as they were before. You need to have money to invest in ads. Like it takes time. You can go viral. Like it happens. I'm just not one of those lucky people. But digital info product is also a great way to serve clients who aren't quite ready to work with you. Or if you are booked out, it tells you that's maybe something I should start to do so I can assist the clients who I can't get to, who want a piece of me, right? That's also a good time for a digital product. But for the most part, to make six figures, it requires the audience. You don't need to spend $2,000 on another course. You don't have $30,000 to spend on a mastermind. So where do you go if you are in the messy middle of owning and running and operating a service-based business? You come to the Digital Marketers Workgroup. This is an exclusive membership that provides the training and the support and the job opportunities to get to the freelancer holy land, where you're working with dreamy clients, commanding premium rates, but you're not sacrificing your schedule and your time. You still have time with your loved ones. The Digital Marketers Workgroup can help you get there, especially if you feel stuck, if you feel like you're jockeying way too many clients and you need help really niching down and positioning yourself as the go-to expert. Get your applications in now for the workgroup because we are opening again at the end of March, beginning of April. When you join now, you'll get access to our brand positioning workshop and the Work With Me page writing workshop, both happening in April. We have amazing guest speakers coming throughout the summer. This is your time to really hone in on your business, prioritize your work instead of always bending over backward for your clients. The link to apply is below. We want your business set up. We want you confident in your client work, able to take on clients. Apply now and we'll be in touch. back to the show. The second channel there is affiliate marketing. Very similar to the whole MRR thing that we keep talking about, where people are just going out and reselling a course. They're using the principles of growing an audience online in social media marketing. But affiliate marketing, once you have amassed any kind of audience, you can sell someone else's program. So let's think about Laura Bell Gray. She was on the show talking about copywriting for your personal brand, right? One of my best episodes, Laura Bell Gray makes a lot of money selling other people's courses. And she does her own too. But I think I saw a headline there that she made $300,000 selling other people's courses. Don't quote me on that. Don't send Laura this episode. I should have done my research before I said that out loud. But I swear I saw that in a headline. But that's what affiliate marketing is. And we do teach affiliate marketing inside the Unicorn Digital Marketing Assistant School. So you can do it on behalf of your clients, whether run their affiliate program or help them make extra income from the audience they've already amassed. This worked really well for my furniture painting, creative designer, blogging clients that I mainly worked with back in my Pinterest days, because they were already attracting an audience. They didn't all have digital products to offer. Sometimes their audience wasn't even interested in that, but they could sell something niche adjacent, product adjacent. So my client, Tracy Bellion, she is a furniture painter. She went on a healthy craze and was selling blenders. She lost all this weight. She went through an autoimmune disease, and like, she was recommending other food products and blenders and kitchen tools. And it worked. She made extra money doing that way. She didn't make six figures, I don't think, but she was selling like yoga feet up stands and whatnot. And everyone was interested because they watched her change. Like, she was influencer level. She was a niche micro influencer level. So digital products, affiliate marketing require an audience, not always ideal for a service provider. It's good to put the motions in place. It's good to do this, build your resources page, have the top tech tools you recommend, but it's going to be really hard to make the income these VA coaches are claiming at that level. I mean, even I get this little tiny payout from Amazon a quarter. I just had this payout from this other thing. It was like, you've made $39.20. I'm like, great. But it adds up. It does add up, right? That's like an hour. Someone on my team, I just paid them through this work. But it has the ability to add up. I can remember working with Jennifer Allwood, and she would just share something on social and I would go bananas, and she would make so much money from affiliate links. It was crazy. She also had 350,000 people on her Facebook page. So it took a while to get there. It took ads to get there. It took years of work. You know, showing up every day is so much work. Most of us do not want that level. Another area that we don't really hear about much, but I would like to put this little idea in your brain, is because we are independent contractors, you could go after fatter contracts. I mean, there's a whole government world where they're looking for marketing help and public affairs help. And that could be the way where you could quickly hit six figures by doing corporate contracts. A whole different lesson, something I don't teach. I would like to learn more about it. I am actually diving into this a little bit. My brother-in-law has a business. He's basically a middleman contractor. My husband's job, contractor. That's like a whole untapped world there where we don't actually need to build airplanes for the government, but they do need marketing and PR assistants and augmentees on their team. Okay, so big fat contracts. If I were looking at that world, I would go play on LinkedIn and have fun over there, because big opportunities. The other way VAs make six figures is by subcontracting out the work and growing their own agency, which is awesome because we just had Tasha Booth on the show. We just had Heidi Schmidt talking about her agency. This is a very, very doable method. It's a way for you to pull out of some of the grunt work in the services that you are doing and lean more into specialized ones while still making and skimming off of the work that needs to be done. I think agencies are a really smart way to go when you have things very dialed in, when you start building a name for yourself, when you don't want to turn down clients. Agencies are how most people are making six figures as service providers, realistically, because it doesn't take having to grow a huge audience. The last two ways VAs are making six figures require you to be good, exceptional, really, really getting your clients' results and becoming known as a go-to expert. This is when you can carve down your hourly rates, rework them into day rates, which we can call VIP days, day rates, one day intensives. We have a training about this inside the workgroup with Sarah Massey. She also has a program teaching this, but basically it lets you package your services into a done in a day type of model. It could even be done in a week. It doesn't necessarily have to be a day, but it's really thinking about project rates in a whole new way. And it does require you to be good at what you're doing. You don't just offer a day rate doing a whole host of different things. Yeah, you can knock out someone's punch list, but it has to be very narrowed down, the scope of your projects, and you have to have built a name for yourself. Heather Hansen in our workgroup, a lot of you know her, you're familiar with her story. She started out at $25 an hour, and now she's charging $2,000 a day to go in there and build marketing funnels in a day, sales pages in a day and whatnot. But she can do that because she's got it very dialed in and she's built a name for herself and she worked her way up. That is how you make six figures as a service provider. But it requires you dumping the title of virtual assistant. I don't know one single VA who offers VIP days because it's just the price perception of the work and the value of the work. It doesn't add up to a day rate model that is worth it. And I'm talking in terms of being able to hit that six-figure, 100K annual salary. The last way that VAs can make six figures is by becoming very highly specialized. And it kind of wrap it up with the day rate model too. But when you niche into those marketing services that we talked about, you can charge more. And this is why a copywriter doing a sales page can charge anywhere from $3,000 to $20,000. My friend Brittany McBean was on the show talking about launch emails. She has a agency, I guess it's kind of two birds, one stone. They offer launching services, so they can charge $20K for their packages because it's all about sales. It's very dialed in. You know exactly what you're getting, and it is all related to promotional period, email campaigns, webinars, show-up sequences, everything related to launching. Being a generic VA is not going to set you up to charge high rates. You have to move out of it. You have to have solid boundaries with your clients and know when to fold them, when to hold them, when to walk away, and when to increase your prices. Like, you have to make a lot of bold moves on your own, and it's a lot for one person. You have to be constantly building up your reputation, taking credit for your clients' wins, and be positioning yourself as a go-to expert. Just why last week we talked a lot about the mistakes people make in their packaging when it comes to the services and some of their pricing. This is really a continuation of this. And I just wanted to like lay it on the table because it really bothers me that people think they can just start charging $75 out the gate offering admin services. It just doesn't add up. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't fit what the market demand is and what people are willing to pay. And yeah, there's a random business owner out there who will see good help and value it, but just out the gate, admin does not equal $75 an hour. $75 an hour is OBM level. It's project management level. It's DOO level. It's much higher up there. So I was able to take control of my marketing services in my career and progress from $20 an hour up to $100 an hour by focusing on the marketing. It became very clear that I helped my clients monetize and build other revenue streams and that I brought my clients money, then they were willing to pay for it. And when you can be the vessel for that, that's when you're seen as a go-to expert. I hope this shed light onto this. I hope you're feeling less like guilty about everything because we see these income claims online. And I think here's the truth of the matter is it's hard work. It takes time. It's not overnight. I'm encouraging you here on this show and peeling back what's actually happening so we can stop comparing ourselves to these like false images that aren't true. And some of these VA coaches who started years and years ago is a different landscape. I guarantee you they were executive assisting. Like, let's call it what it is. That's different than virtual assisting. Go back and listen to last week's episode if you missed it. I think it's really good and I think it's a must listen to. If you haven't applied for a digital marketers workgroup, this is the place where we can help you transition from those hourly to project rates and really become that premium freelancer. We can help you find those clients and encourage you along the way because it's hard. It's hard to do it on your own. I wish I would have known that starting out. Ignorance is bliss. I made a lot of mistakes along the way. I learned so much, like the personal growth and the journey from being my own boss, from being an entrepreneur, from being the CEO. I wouldn't trade it for anything. And I'm so glad I did it. And it will serve you. It'll serve me no matter what we choose to do next with this life, with this talent. Like, I truly believe it's a stepping stone leading to one thing to another. We might not all need to own an agency. We might not all need to be in contracting. We might not all want to have a digital course or be an influencer level affiliate marketer, but there are options out there. And I hope what you're taking away is the big, bold moves to take control and do it for yourself. Like, get as much experience as you can, work with the best clients that you can right now, be part of their win and their success, and make the moves you need to do to increase your rates. We have so many good episodes here on the show to help you with how to do this, what to say to increase your rates, how to move into project rates, like all of it. We cover it all here. And then inside the work group, we give you that community to actually implement it and stay on track to have the accountability and the encouragement that you need. Okay, I'm cheering for you. I'm so proud of you for being on this journey with me. What you're doing is amazing. I know your clients love you. I know they appreciate you. You're bringing such value to their business and impacting the world through your clients' clients. And I just want to say, I see you and I'm proud of you, because I know we don't always hear that. I'll see you on the next episode of Unicorns Unite.
If you want to start earning income as a digital marketing service provider or digital marketing assistant, you only need your laptop. You can tap into what online business owners really need help with by downloading my top 10 most requested tasks. These are the services I did for years for my clients behind the scenes. You can take this download and apply it to your own business and start by offering these very same services. If you want to niche down in digital marketing, this is your guide. Just use the link in the show notes or go to emilyreaganpr.com/services.
I don't have a hook. So, what was I saying?